in the American colonies that protested against British policies and laws before the American Revolution. By the time the Revolution began, there were chapters of the Sons of Liberty in all 13 colonies. The Sons of Liberty formed out of a number of smaller protest groups in 1765 in response to the Stamp Act. The first group was likely formed out of the Loyal Nine in Boston with other groups, soon forming in New York and in Connecticut. The name comes from a speech made in the British Parliament by Irishman Isaac Barr. He referred to the American colonists as the Sons of Liberty when arguing against the passage of the Stamp Act. The Sons of Liberty had to arrange secret meetings or they might get arrested by British soldiers. They had informal gatherings at local taverns such as the Green Dragon Tavern in Boston. More formal meetings were held at night. And in Boston, they met under an elm tree in Hanover Square that was called the Liberty Tree. In New York, they would signal the location by building a tall pole called the Liberty Pole. The first major action of the Sons of Liberty was to protest the Stamp Act. They took direct action by harassing the stamp tax distributors who worked for the British government. The distributors became so scared of the Sons of Liberty that many of them quit their jobs. They also gathered in large groups and protested in the streets. Their protest worked, and the tax was soon repealed by the British government. The most famous action of the Sons of Liberty was the Boston Tea Party, in protest to a tax on tea. Several members boarded trade ships in Boston Harbor and tossed their tea into the water. This act was a major event leading up to the Revolutionary War. As a matter of fact, upon hearing the news of the Tea Party, John Adams exclaimed, "This is the most magnificent movement of all. There is a dignity, a majesty, a sublimity, and the last effort of the Patriots that I greatly admire." The morning after the Tea Party, John Adams also reported, "The town of Boston was never more still and calm of a Saturday night than it was last night. All things were conducted with great order, decency, and perfect submission to government." However, with this background in mind, the Boston Tea Party was not a riot by any stretch of the imagination for two important reasons. First, it was 100% peaceful with no looting, rioting, injury, or destruction of person or private property. Through all of the actions taken by the Patriots during that night, no personal property was destroyed. The tea itself, which was owned by the government-run East India Company and being forced upon the colonists by government edict, was the only item targeted. In a letter written to Benjamin Franklin immediately after the Tea Party, it was explained that the Sons of Liberty arrived and demanded the tea, which was given up to them without the least resistance. They soon emptied all the chests into the harbor to the amount of about 340. This was done without injury to any property or to any man's persons. When they had done their business, they silently departed, and the town has been remarkably quiet ever since. In fact, when it was discovered that one opportunist had filled his pocket with some tea, he was stripped of his booty and his clothes together and sent home naked, with the writer sarcastically noting that it was a remarkable instance of order and justice among savages. By the time the Revolution began, the Sons of Liberty were fairly well organized with groups from different colonies communicating and planning protests together. The Sons of Liberty attracted members from all walks of the colonial life, such as lawyers, dock workers, farmers, doctors, tavern owners, traders, and publishers. Some of the more famous members included such men as Sam...
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio.
swing.
VBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, if you want to know how they're slowly turning the lights off, that's all you have to do is watch the show. That's all you have to do is just watch the show, watch the traffic, watch the censorship, because that's what they're doing, folks. They're turning the lights out. You know, one of the things I was thinking about during the show today is, how do the lawful expect the lawless to do the things that they do and expect that things are just going to take care of themselves without the lawful actually condemning the wickedness and the deeds and transgressions of the wicked? It doesn't make any sense, does it? No, absolutely, it doesn't make any sense at all. So therefore, ignoring the issues does not make them go away. That is the most ridiculous thing. Well, somebody else will take care of it. I was just talking to a friend this morning from California. And interestingly enough, he just got on a school board. And I'm not going to give out or divulge too much information here, but I'll give you enough information to understand what the issue is here in America. After having a conversation with him, he just voluntarily told me, he goes, Bradley, I just jumped on the school board because when I listened to your radio program, I was really convicted about what you had to say. And he said, now I'm a part of the school board. I said, praise God for you. I said, you know, a lot of times it's like dragging people over the top of the hill. Matter of fact, I went and told my friend, I said, you know, just about 2 weeks ago, I told the people that listened to the radio show, that watched the radio show, I sent out a fleece and I said, let's do some events in your communities. And I said, I don't even have to be a part of the event, but if you need help and you want us to come in, we'll be a part of that event. No problem at all. That's what we've been doing for 25 years here. We want to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And I said, you know, after 2 weeks, after telling the people, we have about 50 to 60,000 people every day listen to the show. Did you know how many responses I've gotten from all of you that listen to the show? Not a one. Not a one in response. And therefore, I had to go and share with my friend. I said, there's the problem. I said, they're like a bunch of Stoics and Epicureans. They want to listen to something new. They want something to talk about, but they don't actually want to be a part of the answer. I said, I'll tell you where it's at. I said, when I did high schools, and I'm talking about that's where all my attention and efforts went to. When I did the 365 public high schools in 25 different states, I said, that's where it's at. Because the young people are still impressionable and they have something to fight for. I said, the problem we're having, I told my friend, is that wisdom is justified by her children. I said, the responsible party as to the condition of this society in which we live today is, yes, it's the church, but it's those that profess to be the church. Because they don't understand that, as Wesley said, that what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. Well, who tolerated it? The older generation. And now today what we have is the older generation saying to H-E double hockey sticks with the younger generation, not realizing that that is the fruits and the wisdom of what they raised up. But let's not cancel out that generation. I said, I just did a college a month ago in South Dakota. I said, that's where it's at. And if you look to our forefathers, friends, that's where they went. Whitfield and all of our forefathers, they were going to the young people. Oh, P.S., for those that didn't know, John Adams himself sat under 5,000 Puritan sermons. 5,000 of them that prophet of God did, the Colossus of Independence. And you know what they used to do in church? They used to sit as families. They didn't break them up to listen to the sermon. No, they raised them up listening to the same sermon that the Holy Ghost was raising up each individual concerning as to where they were to grow up in Christ, to grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18, I said, you don't see that anymore. I said, people are just forfeiting what's going on. They're forfeiting their God-given rights in a society that's at war with them. And I said, what's even worse than all of that is it's only 1.7% of the population that are doing the destroying under the hand of God concerning his judgments upon a people that won't keep his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes. And what are they reaping? They're reaping the curse. And they seem to be okay with it. And they seem to be okay with it. Let me ask you something, friends. Who is the mercy of God bestowed upon in Scripture? It's bestowed upon those that keep the commandments of the Lord. It's not bestowed upon them that know to do right and yet they do it not. No, Scripture tells us that is transgressing God's law. In more particular, sin. Sin, the transgression of God's law. And that's where America is at today. I'm going to get to more of this in just a moment. I'm going to go across the country, show you some of the things that you haven't been aware of because the mainstream media means to suppress. They mean to smoke screen everything that's going on so you don't get a clue as to how much danger that you're in today. I'm going to make you aware of it in the process of going through the show today. But I wanted to let you know, folks, that I did a little homework right before the show. Just got curious. I said to myself, okay, so who's driving the narrative more than the mainstream media? The six networks controlled and operated by the CIA. And I thought of, well, let's go over to the good guys just so the people can get a little taste of what's going on again. So what I did is I looked up Sean Hannity. Do you know that Sean Hannity's worth $300 million? I looked up Tucker Carlson. You know that Tucker Carlson's worth $360 million? And I thought to myself, well, we just got an invitation from a church to come out and speak in Florida. And the first thing that that guy asked me in comparison to what I'm going to show you in a moment is, what is your speaking fee? I said, well, the Bible says that we don't put a price on the gospel. We've never asked. We would just ask that you consider, you know, what it's going to cost us to house our family, what it's going to feed our family, and what it's going to cost to get there and get back home. That's it. That's all we ever tell people. We never put a price on the gospel. You know how much it costs to have Sean Hannity come in and do a speaking engagement? And you know what? The conservatives and the professed hypocrites in America today, heaping up teachers to itch their itching ears. Oh, I want you to remember, Sean Hannity is the guy that I used to like. And recently, I think everybody's seen this probably two and a half years ago, when Sean Hannity did an interview with Bruce Jenner, and the entire hour while he was trying to give him a nod to be the governor of the state of California, he kept referring to Bruce Jenner as Caitlyn Jenner. Now, let me go back and prove the point. We will not do that. We will not be a part of that. But I do want you to see this. You know how much it costs to have Sean Hannity come into town? About $100,000 to $1 million. And guess what? The people are paying it. Same thing with Glenn Beck. When this guy called me from Florida and asked me to come in and preach to his church, interestingly enough, when he asked me how much does it cost, we told him what I just told you. And he said, yeah, you know, we were just going to have this guy from the West Coast come out. And we asked him if he wanted to come in and preach to our congregation. And he demanded $30,000. Oh, he's popular. If I said his name, you'd know who it is. Here, let me just say all that. Charlie Kirk's another one. Ben Shapiro's another one. Folks, they're all in it for the money. If it was really about the people, do you think it would be that they needed $1 million in some cases to come in and liberate the people with the truth that they never bring? Absolutely not. We'll be right back. incredible. BBSradio.com. Incredible. Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to let you know, and I want to pick up from there if you don't mind. Just shooting from the hip right now, what's in my heart. You know, I don't mind the people sitting around doing a whole lot of nothing. I mean, they're going to answer to the Lord for what they don't do and what they do do. It's true. Matter of fact, they're going to be judged according for every thought that they think. But the problem that I have is the fact that it's the innocent that are going to pay the price for the do-nothings today. And I'm talking about, again, the younger generation. Going back to the conversation I was having about an hour before the show, that's what I told them. I said, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. But the problem is, and I'm talking about those that know to do right and do it not, those are the defined ones in the scriptures called the wicked, you know, the ones that are going to be cast into the eternal fire where they belong. See, because they're creating the hell on earth because they're keeping off the commandments. And that's the fruit that they're going to receive throughout eternity because it's the same seed. Okay, you can see it in the natural because that's what's taking place in the spiritual. And you see the fruit thereof. Because in the spirit, the law is always perpetual. It's always at work. And yet we're seeing the reaping and sowing, which, by the way, nobody in their right mind can refute reaping and sowing. Not even the worst of unbelievers can refute the idea that a man reaps what he sows. Well, if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap a whirlwind, right? And that's exactly what we're seeing. Because they're allowing the corrupt to do the things that the corrupt does. I've said it a million times, but if the right was doing the right thing all the time, do you think that there would be a left? Absolutely not. Why? Because it doesn't exist, the left. And the only thing that exists with the left is what the right does in judgment upon their heads and bringing them to justice concerning their crimes. And hence, we bring forth and make reference to what? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. And what's even worse is the Lord himself asks, who will fight against the workers of iniquity? And what does that tell us with question? It tells us that the Lord's looking for those that believe the report and respond to his truth. And I'm thinking of Psalm 94, verse 16. Read it when you get a moment. So, hence, going back to the end of the last segment, I'm highlighting the fact that we never put a price on the gospel. And I'm not asking for your sympathy. I'm just telling you where things are at, okay? Matter of fact, we had 4,000 people at church yesterday. I just want to tell you, all of you that listen to this show every day, I'm just venting a little bit here. We had 4,000 people on the show yesterday at church that have asked us to do church on top of everything else that we're doing. You know how much support we got? $30. Are we complaining about that? No, because the Lord upholds us with the right hand of his righteousness as he maintains our cause. It shows us, the people that are listening, and how the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And it's never been about money. I was talking to Tim Brown about this morning. I said, I have never been in ministry a day in my life for money. I said, because if that's what it was about, I said, we are in the wrong business. And I've shared with many of you, out of the 365 high schools that we've done in this country, you know how much money we had to raise on the streets so we could pay for the high school assemblies because of all the federal cuts? You know where the patriots and the conservatives and the said Christians, you know, the 86th percentile that were sending their kids to be raised up by their sworn enemies, they were allowing the federal government, instead of dealing with the federal government and cleaning house in the church first and foremost, what do they do? They don't care. Hey, they're raising their kid. They're throwing their kids at their sworn enemies to be raised up, and they don't care what the lion stealing government's doing with their money and illegally indoctrinating their children. That's, you know who those people are? They're the ones, going back to what I was talking about with Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, and it's all of them. Those are the ones that are paying $100,000 to have those clowns come in and play the divide and conquer game, who never make reference to the Constitution. They never make reference to the resolve that's needed in this country. But yet me and Tim Brown painstakingly on a 24/7 basis, no joke, that guy every morning is kicking out 13 articles from contributors all over the country. 13 articles. Can you imagine how mentally tiring that is? And yet he's doing it. And then he's getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and doing a radio show. And the same thing's happening here. And no support. No support. And yet we've been out there for 25 years doing nothing but bearing fruit. And you know where the millions and millions and millions and trillions of dollars are going to? To the churches in America? To the prosperity movement. So the preacher begging for money can have a bigger house, so we can have another airplane, so we can have another yacht and another cabin, and the people are happy to do so. But if you tell them the truth, if you point the finger at them and show them that they are the responsible party, then all of a sudden you propose a problem. We can't have that. And you know what's crazy about that, friends, to all of you do-nothings that watch this show on a 24/7 basis? You know what's crazy? And yet, in spite of your lack thereof, we're the number one and number two show in the country. Isn't that crazy? And on top of it, you know we're getting beat up by the mainstream media. And you do nothing by the big tech companies that are censoring us. And you do nothing. And the government that continuously harasses this ministry and has for 20 years. And you do nothing. And the death threats. And you do nothing. And the bomb threats to our ministry, and you do nothing but tolerate and aid by your tolerance those that are doing the destroying. That blows my mind. It's a perfect example of a country that is under a judgment, and the judgments of God, and rightfully so. And rightfully so. There's no question about it, and rightfully so. You know not the voice of the prophets. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the prophets found in the Word. And Word tells us in the book of Isaiah that when you believe, You will be established. Believe is an action verb. It is a verb. Do. Don't sit and watch and complain about what you tolerate. But that's what the people do. That's what the people do. Here, let me coincide with that and segue perfectly into the next point that I want to make here. There's a guy by the name of Vincent James. Here's another I told you so. And you know what? I told you so. Vincent James just highlighted today, Holman just said only extremely violent criminals will now be deported, and Trump backtracked on DACA. Of course he did. Me and Tim have been telling you that for years, and so have others peppered across the country, that he's a con man. You were forced into two options, and they both work for the same people. That's what you wouldn't listen to. Those that supported Donald Trump are now turning around and saying, wait a second, that's not what you said you were going to do, and yet that's what he did the first 4 years. Matter of fact, folks, you all wanted to blame Joe Biden for the vaccines, when in fact, Donald's the one calling himself the father of the vaccines. He's the one that unleashed that genocide on a worldwide basis. Well, people complain, no, he didn't do that. Biden did it. You can tell these people until you're blue in the face. They will make excuses for him until they're in hell themselves right along with him in this country. And I'm talking about in this life. You know what that is? They're trying to justify themselves. That's all they're trying to do. It's not going to work. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, people. Hey, folks, I want you to contemplate something. I want you to consider something. If Donald Trump would have drained the swamp, he wouldn't have been under attack. He was never under attack. They just made him the man of the year for the second time, Time Magazine. Now I think the American people are starting to figure out, wait, he's one of those guys. The establishment's not attacking him. They're promoting him. Oh, we've been telling you that for 8 years. You didn't want to listen to it. You didn't want to listen to it. If Donald Trump would have drained the swamp, there would have been no Kamala Harris. There would have been no Joe Biden. There would have been no Bushes. There would have been no George Soros. There would have been no Barack criminal sodomite foreigner Obama. And his Michael, said he several times. This is all here because people will not listen to the word of God, and I can hear it right now. The Lord is saying, you know what he's saying to you folks? He's saying, and my people would have it so. They listened to him after the fact, and the Lord says, all those idols that you have served, when my judgments fall upon you, go to them. Go to them and have them protect you. When you have his servants and his ambassadors and his prophets and his apostles and his teachers and evangelists and pastors that are faithful to the word of God, holding to the prophets and the apostles, and telling you, listen, we're to turn you back to him, Jeremiah 23:22, not away from him in the ways of following a corrupt con man who's been proven to be a con man a million times over. It's like taking these people and putting them in front of a tree that has a certain type of fruit hanging on it, and they don't want to acknowledge the fruit. That's Donald Trump, and that's his worshipers, Acts 12:22. That's exactly what we're dealing with. Now his worshipers, going back to the point that I just made, now they're coming back to the reality that so the 10 million that crossed under Biden, he said, because Biden or Donald Trump just backtracked on his promises to the American people again, he said, so now the 10 million that crossed under Biden get to stay. Hey, Americans, I told you so. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Yeah, but when you go to Christ, he delivers you from your sin. He doesn't give you an excuse to stay in it, my friend.
The power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer, and I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking
You're
Bible.
Right.
And I love people that love God and know the Scriptures.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now sons and daughters of liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
It almost makes you want to cry. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to show you something here. I need to cover some of the topics. This was just posted this morning. Vincent James, pro-Trumper, said Holman just said only extremely violent criminals will be deported. As he said, a Trump supporter said, and Trump backtracked on DACA. Yeah, for those that aren't paying attention, we have friends in Arizona. We had friends on the border doing live interviews with us, both myself and Tim, telling us what Trump was saying during his first criminal incumbency, that the opposite was happening. People were flowing in. I'm going to show you that in just a moment. But I want you to see the second part of this post. He said, so the 10 million that crossed under Biden, as if to suggest he's a law unto himself, ignorant Americans, they get to stay now? DACA stays the same, and Trump administration is stocked with gays and Zionists? Told you. These people don't pay attention until their backs are up against the wall. Then he said at the very end, what did we vote for? Israel's security and low gas prices? Wait a second, folks. This isn't about making America great again. This is about making the globalists, as they call themselves, the greatest of all.
Read Isaiah 14. It's exactly what the devil did. And they're going to be cast down. The problem is when you have 343 million people that sit back and allow him to do the things that he does, that's the problem I'm having. And again, the innocent are going to suffer for the guilt of the do-nothings and the apathetic intolerant. They don't have a right to break the law, Americans, and yet that's all they're doing all day long. Speaking of which, maybe you want to see this. Somebody just sent this over to me. I wanted you to see this. These are individuals that feed on the Talmud, like a Ben Shapiro. That's why Ben Shapiro equated Jesus to a common criminal. We played that video for you several times. I want you to listen to where this is coming from. You tell me, are these the Jews of the Lord, or are these the Jews of the synagogue of Satan concerning Jesus telling us to make distinction in Revelation 3:9? You tell me.
Father converted, and let's say he has a 15-year-old daughter that didn't convert. She's not allowed to ever sleep over at his house unless he's married as a wife and this young girl sleeping in a different.
What are you saying here, friends? Just to make it short, for the sake of time, that father and daughter can marry each other if they both convert to Judaism.
Even though she's his biological daughter.
Okay, I've spent a little time on this topic, and the more I pay attention to it, the more it needs to be taught to the people. What is it, Americans, that you don't understand? Do you let criminals into your house? Absolutely not. Do you let friends and people that have been tested, tried, and proven as friends, do you let them come hang around you and your family? Yeah, you do. So what you're doing is you're making judgment calls all day long. You're making distinction between that which is righteous and that which is unrighteous. Am I right? You're making judgment calls between the wicked and the good people, right? Yeah, that's what we're all supposed to do. We do it all day long. But somehow or another, when a preacher does it, you're judging. Well, I am judging. I'm holding to the judge's word that teaches you the lesson. And if you don't learn the lesson, you're going to be destroyed. Read Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6. Okay, another thing I told you a million times here, a million times, literally, no joke at all. I said Russia and China. Hey, folks, do you understand that your infrastructure is being dismantled through all of this nonsense, this smoke and mirrors that the mainstream media does by getting your attention on the favorite politicians? Do you know what's happening? Right now, you're being undermined. The infrastructure of your country is being pulled down. You're being infiltrated by illegals coming into this country that just happen to be of that ethnicity, friends. Though all nations are one blood, I'm talking about what's inside of men, because we judge men not by the content or the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But when we're talking about those that mean to take us down, I think we should pay attention to what's going on. What do you think? Here, let's go ahead and play this so you can get a little taste for yourself as to what I'm talking about.
Nationals who've been coming across, let's put it up on the screen. 2021, it was 450 people for the entire year. Last year, it was 24,314. And so far this year, we're not even halfway through, 18,750. And Bill Malugin showed us an extraordinary moment yesterday in which he had a line of people who were waiting to be picked up by the Border Patrol and asked them where they were all from. Watch this.
Where are you from?
India.
India.
China.
China. Ma'am, where are you from?
China.
China?
China.
China?
Yeah.
China.
Yeah.
China.
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 Okay, so that brings up two issues. And let me just hand them both to you. First of all, there's...
Okay, so that's what's happening right now. While you're spending billions, $1.6 billion supporting your favorite politician, ushering him back into the people's house, responsible for a genocide in the millions, who calls himself, who's proud to be the father of the vaccine, who said he would build the wall, never built a square inch of that wall. Why is it that you have more Chinese migrants now crossing San Diego border than Mexican nationals? I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. I know all you little fickle pansies listening to the show right now. You just got a real problem with the truth. I'll tell you what. You can go ahead and ignore this all that you want to, but it's going to come to your front door. It's coming to your front door, Amos 6:3. Why is it coming to your front door? Read Proverbs 21, verse 7. You can sit there and play with the lives of other people, but you're not going to do it with those that listen. Okay? Just because you refuse the truth doesn't matter. Someone's listening, and they'll respond. I want to show you something. A friend of mine just sent this to me yesterday. This is the recruiting center This is the recruiting center for the United States Navy. This was on December 13th. This is the recruiting center for the United States Navy in San Diego. You ready for this one? Here we go. They're all Chinese. All Chinese. You want to tell me why? This is America, folks. This is the U.S. Navy Recruiters Center in San Diego, California. And look who's signing up. Wow, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? Don't you think that's kind of odd that you have all of these Chinese lured over into America? You go into San Diego, California. You want to sign up for the military. You want to do the right thing, the patriotic thing to do, right? And then all of a sudden when you go there, they can't speak any English because they're all Chinese. And lo and behold, what do you see? You see a bunch of people being recruited that just happen to be Chinese signing up. You're being dispossessed, Americans. You're being dispossessed. Take this to the highest degree. I'm telling you, what's going on right now, folks, is you are being undermined. You are being set up. Okay? And hey, listen, I've talked to sheriffs that said, you know, the federal government's really out to get us. Well, hey, right after September 11, 2001, I mean, remember what Wesley Clark said? The general, he said, we didn't even know who to attack, but yet they sold you within 24 hours who the enemies were. And then before we knew it, they had something called the Patriot Act, which is the act of tyranny to what? Attack Americans. So what did they do? They created more agencies. And then they created something called the DHS. And then who did they define 72 times over as domestic terrorists? You. Me. It's not like you didn't know this, Americans. This has been right in front of you for a long time. It's just information that doesn't tickle your ears. That's all this is. Now, isn't it interesting? I just did an article yesterday, just posted it. I only have 347 shares on it. I'm kind of offended by that. But with that, Congress means to ban the Bible under anti-Semitism. Did you see the guy that I showed you at first? You know, the of the synagogue of Satan that said you can go, you know, father can marry his daughter if he wants to, as long as they convert to Judaism, right? Who are these people working for, friends? I think you know who they're working for. When your Congress says no delegated authority from we the people to do it, but when your Congress, who puts their hands on the Bible to uphold the law, swearing to do so, and he shows you nothing but treason and infidelity and treachery concerning who he's supposed to serve, it shows you they don't love God. And if they don't love God, they hate God. And if they hate God, they're certainly going to hate you. And they're all going to play a bunch of Judases. And that's why they're continuously kissing you in your betrayal. Luke 22:48. How far are they willing to go to protect those that they are working for? Well, they don't want people knowing that the Jews said, you know, your blood be upon us and our children, and that over 1,100,000 of them were crucified to the walls of Jerusalem 40 years after the Passion of the Christ. That's historically actually accurate to a T. They don't want you to know that they're the guilty party. So what do? They use our Congress now, our representative government, to go ahead now and take the Bible and say that if you preach certain things out of the Word of God, then we're going to consider that anti-Semitism. That this is like when, because our laws condemn all of this, right? We have freedom of religion, First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, but it's like the homosexuals playing the victims when in fact they have, what, billions of dollars of payouts concerning the little kids that were violated by Boy Scout leaders? You see, they play the victim while they commit the crime. It's like the women that say, you know, the war on women, stop the war on women. Well, they're the ones killing their babies. It's the exact same thing happening here. It's anti-Semitism if you call them out for their crimes. And I'm talking about the synagogue of Satan. I'm not talking about the Israel of God. And one of the things I want to make clear, if they were the Israel of God the way that the mainstream media wants you to believe it is, can I ask you a question? Then why are they attacking the Israel of God? Why are they attacking the country that's helped them more than any other country? Because it's not the Israel of God. See, Christians are the problem. And you know what? I praise God we're a stumbling block to these devils, because that's the whole purpose we're on this earth.
We've been called to this war for such a time as this. It's time to put on our armor, Americans. And if it comes to the natural, then so be it. That's on them. But I'll tell you what, if you haven't come to the conclusion yet that you're under attack, I don't know that I can help you. I don't know anybody can help you. Look at this. I'll show it to you during the break here. Not only is Congress doing this, but they're also trying to do it in Utah as well for vulgarity and violence concerning the Word of God.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give." BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Boy, that's just, folks, the quickest hour. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. I wanted to show you this. You guys see who the media is promoting here? You know the guy that, you know how they keep talking about how they're going to normalize neutral gender? If a guy wants to use a girl's bathroom, so on and so forth. I can tell you it's not flying with the people. Okay, and it shouldn't. The man leading the fight to make all bathrooms gender neutral, he is a convicted child molester. Why is the media promoting this guy? Why, Americans, are you allowing the media to promote this guy? This is criminal activity. This is felonious activity. You know what Scripture says in response to all of we, as to what we highlight here on the show? It tells us in verse 1, I'm sorry, 17 of chapter 1 of Isaiah. What does it say? That, by the way, the whole chapter sounds like America today. It's just history repeating itself again. Learn to do well and seek judgment. Isaiah 51, verse 4, read that. Isaiah 26, verse 9, read that. Amos 5, 15, read that. Psalm 97, read that. Jeremiah 9, 24, read that. Read 11, 42,
what Jesus said. You overlook judgment. Judgment and justice is what keeps us free, folks, and it's just exactly what we're not getting. I just highlighted this right here. Congress means to ban the Bible under anti-Semitism bill. By the way, I do want to tell you this and give you a heads up real quick. If the media comes out against me and uses me as an example of being anti-Semitic, I just want to let you all know, I told you before they did so, but they're not breaking it down. They'll try to paint a picture of me in which is not me at all, or is it what I said? Okay, just so you understand. There's others, by the way, that are in the conservative movement that I'm thinking a little bit better of in a good way, that are actually making the same point concerning making distinction between who the Jews of the Lord are, the children of Israel, or the Israel of God, and the Zionist Jews. It's important that you do so. But I want to let you know that your Congress right now is trying to shut your mouth against the synagogue of Satan. They hate the Bible. Why? Because the Bible exposes them for who they are, friends. That's what the problem is. Isn't that why they crucified Christ? That's exactly why they crucified Christ. You know, not only did Jesus say, "This is my commandment, that you love one another," and then he goes on and says, "If they hated me, they're going to hate you." But he said, "No, that they hated me before they hated you." And then he said, then he goes on. And what does he say at the very end of this? I want you to see this. I'm going to go ahead and pull this up. And I'm going to go over to John 15. And I want you to see what Jesus said to him. And I'm pulling it up right now. It's John 15, 22. And what does it say, folks? I want you to see it. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. What does it say? If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. They have nothing to cover their sin up with. What about when you go to John 7? Let's go over there really quick, okay? And when we go over to John 7:7, this is his brothers talking to him. What did he say to his brothers? I want to show it to you. I want you to see it. That's why I got it up on the screen right now. He said, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil." How many preachers today do you see doing their job? People-pleasing, seeker-friendly, pansies, effeminate, hirelings is what they are. They have no care for the sheep at all. Matter of fact, they care so much about the approbation and approval of men that they're willing to open the floodgates up to the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. And it's exactly what you see on a majority level concerning what's prevalent in America today. And it's names that you know all day long. Well, again, that's all we have to do is go back to Scripture to see what's going on here. Luke 12:2 said, "There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known." That's what's going on here, folks. That's why they want to get rid of the Word of God. And guess what? I'm not asking them for permission. I'm not going to shut my mouth. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I understand what my obligations are here for the one who died for me. I understand all of that. We're not to be moved. We're to remain steadfast and immovable. And then when the Lord shows up, he shows up in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Let his judgments run down like water, in righteousness like a mighty stream, into the camps of our enemies. Amos 5:24. I think of Psalm 18 when King David said that he breaks forth through me like a dam breaketh forth upon his enemies. He gives him the necks of his enemies that they would rise no longer. The face of the Lord is set against those that do wickedness. He's not slack to repay those that hate him. Oh, they hate him. Here, let me show you what's going on in Utah right now. Look at these crimes being committed by your said representatives, who swore an oath, Ecclesiastes 5:4, Numbers 30 verse 2, Deuteronomy 23:23, to uphold the laws, found within the U.S. Constitution in the year of our Lord, 1787. It says at the end of the Constitution, they swore with their hand on that Bible that they're trying to ban right now. Why do you put up with it, folks? Why do you tolerate this, folks? Do you understand that you're hastening the judgments of God upon yourselves? Hey, look at this. Utah primary schools ban Bible for vulgarity. And you know what? They all need to be sued. But I got a question. Where's the ADF? Where's Thomas More right now? Where's Liberty Council right now? Where's Pacific Law? Pacific Law? Where are they at? Where are these Christian law firms to take it to the government and to sue them, because that's your own lawful recourse to no end? Where are the 343, the 86% of which claim to be Christians? Where are they in protest? They're right behind the one that is initiating this nonsense and promoting America's, the world's enemies is what they're doing. Why do they hate the word? Because it exposes them for who they are. The only argument against the Bible, friends, is an unholy lifestyle. You understand? I want to end the show with this. I got about 3 minutes left. Remember Numbers 32? We're talking about ignoring the issues does not make them go away. No, as a matter of fact, they don't go away. They come to your front door. When you look at Numbers 32, isn't it interesting that the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spake unto Moses? This is during the dispossessing of their enemies. They've seen all the works of the Lord. And then here they come, and guess what they say to Moses? They say, Moses, do you mind? Do you mind? As a matter of fact, what they said is, here, let me put it into perspective, and you can take it and put it in comparison to what you see today. These two, Reuben and Gad, came up to Moses and said, if we have found grace in your sight, let this land be given unto us now for a possession, and don't bring us over unto Jordan. We don't want to fight anymore. We don't want to fight. We don't want to do this. We want somebody else to do this. And what did Moses say? He said, shall your brethren go to war, and shall you sit here? Did you hear me, do nothings? Devil can't even use you. Did you hear me, you tolerant ones? Those that have been browbeaten into submission because they love their sin more than they love God. Did you hear what he said? Wait, you want those people to go to war, but you want to sit here. Matter of fact, you don't even want to support those that are in the war. And I'm not guilting into anybody. Keep on going on with your bad self. And then when you don't have anybody doing it anymore, you brought that upon yourself too. And as long as you keep allowing big tech and the mainstream media to censor the voice of those that are telling you the truth, you know what? You deserve what you get, because you're letting them do it, period. Hey, no niceties today, friends. The truth shall make you free, not the lie, not the compromise, not the diplomacy, nope, the truth. Okay? They wanted everybody to go to war, but they wanted to stay and enjoy the possession. He said, you know, Caleb and Joshua, he said, you know, they have wholly followed the Lord, and because they wholly followed the Lord gave them everything that their foot tread upon. The Lord gave it to them. And then the Bible tells us, and the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel. And then he said at the very end, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't go partake with your brethren in the war. And the good news is Reuben, Gad, they adhered to the word of God, and they went and they fought on the behalf. And because of it, they won the day. They won their possession. The Lord subdued the enemies from before them. That's the good news. And then when you're done with the battle, you can come back and enjoy the possession. By the way, that you're not going to take with you when you leave. But we do this for our posterity, just like our